Ladies and gentlemen, wizards of the world, welcome to the Literary Ink Podcast. My name is Jennifer Edge, and I'm one of the owners of Mainline Ink in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the creator of Literary Ink, a tattoo convention. What is the Literary Ink podcast, you asked? Well, heck, it's all the people, all the wizards, all the attendees, or at least some of the attendees, some of the wizards that are coming to the show. I'm reaching out to them. I'm having a chance to sit down and talk with them. Some of your favorite tattoo artists that have attended year one, year two, coming up in year three, I get a chance to sit down and talk about their life. You see their tattoo work on Instagram. You follow them on Facebook. Now's your chance to get, like, you know, some questions that maybe somebody else hasn't asked them. What is it about color that made you want to become a tattoo artist? How do you even see color? Why is it that you're a watercolor artist? Why are you a realist? Why the heck do you even like tattooing? What did you do before tattooing? I worked at Blockbuster. I was a store manager there. It was one of my favorite jobs until I started tattooing. And let me tell you, I had so much fun. I was the short-haired lesbian that would jump up on the counters and start screaming out, "It's Friday night! I have one copy of Die Harder in!" That was my life before here. When I got here, I had a really cool opportunity to start showing, like, the creative side of me. All I ever wanted to do was have a job where I did art. Well, now I get to talk about art, and I get to interview these tattoo wizards that I'm telling you about. I get to interview some of the attendees that are coming that are getting tattooed by, like, several different artists. I have one particular lady who I'm going to be interviewing later this year who has been tattooed by, like, 15 artists from Literary Ink. She's traveling the United States. She started following us at all the other conventions we're doing just to get tattooed there. These stories, this is us. This is really what you're tuning into. You get to find out what the heck we're up to, why we're up to it, and just a little bit about life. So, a quick story about Literary Ink Podcast and how it happened. Let's see, I guess about 3 years ago, or four, because I started thinking about it, I got this crazy idea. Danny is the co-owner of Mainline with me, and he and I went to several different conventions, and at these conventions, there was no food for our vegan friends. There was no information. We're lucky we got a hotel. Oh, no, wait, we had to get an Airbnb because the hotel link didn't work. Don't hold it against me if our hotel link doesn't work, because it did for like 3 whole minutes this year, but we got it fixed anyway. So we went to all these different places, and we realized there was something that was missing. And what that was, in my opinion, was just good old customer service to everyone, to the tattoo artists that were there, to the attendees that were coming, just caring that you've opened up this big room to have all these different people in it. And, you know, what is it that would make you want to be there? When I came up with the Literary Ink idea, the first thing was, you know, I love literature, Harry Potter, the books, the movies, Stephen King, I love you. I have undying love for you. One day I hope to shake your hand and just be like, I started reading because of you. My first big book was It. It's over 1,000 pages. My best friend handed it to me. She said, "Hey, after you get past the first 300 pages, it's amazing." I said, "I'm just now reading books with 100 pages in them." So I have this undying love for Stephen King and his son, Joe Hill. Joe, what you're doing now, if you ever hear this, oh my God, you're amazing. Anyway, moving forward, you're probably going to hear a little bit about me along the way because everybody keeps saying, "Who the heck are you?" So this is a little bit about who I am. And the Literary Ink, Mainline Ink, my wife, those are things that are really, really huge to me. And you're going to get all these fun stories about that. A little bit about the Literary Ink Podcast. Why are we doing the Literary Ink Podcast? A big reason. We see so many people that are talking about Literary Ink 360 days of the year when the other four that it's actually happening aren't happening. We have so many people that are reaching out and engaging, and we thought that this would be a way to kind of like knock on y'all's doors and kind of open up and let you come into our family a little bit. I've recently gotten to talk with Russell Van Schick, if that's even how you pronounce it. Russell, if it's not, I apologize, but you wouldn't tell me. When I first met him, he's actually, his Instagram handle is @findyoursmile. And when I first met him, I was like, "How in the heck do you pronounce your last name?" And he's like, I don't even know. So there's that. Russell and I have become really, really good friends since Literary Ink. I got to meet him right before. I turned 40 in the year that we opened up Literary Ink, and my wife, who was super amazing, actually, she gave me a gift of going to Orlando Universal for the first time. So she took me to Harry Potter World, and she's like, "Do you want to get tattooed while you're down there?" And I was like, "Yeah, but who?" And she goes, "Russell, find your smiles down there." I about dropped my shit. I think I actually did, and went straight to the website and put in. He had just opened up his books. I ended up getting the date that I wanted. It was really an awesome experience. So we head down for my 40th birthday to Universal. And side note, I'm going on a big tangent, but why not? We head down to Universal for my birthday. I get to go in the whole park. It was amazing. I go in to get tattooed by him. He was amazing. He was a really great dude. And I told him, I was like, "We're having this little big convention and I wanted to invite you to it. And I think you're super cool." He just smiled and laughed, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm going to totally come to it." And I didn't quite believe him first. So I ended up going back down, though, to get tattooed by him again. And I walked in and I was like, "Well, I just want to make sure if you still want to come." And he's like, "Are you kidding?" He's like, "I've held on to the thing. I'm coming. I'm definitely coming." And so it was really funny to kind of get that story behind it. But he ended up tattooing this amazing Dumbledore tattoo on me. If you see me running around Literary Ink, feel free to stop me and ask me about it. But only if I have on a T-shirt, because it's in my upper arm. If not, you can totally find it on his page or on ours. If you're wanting to find us on any type of social media, you'll be able to find us at literaryink.co, on Instagram at literaryink, and Literary Ink on Facebook. You can also get up-to-date information, get tickets, find out what artists are coming at literaryink.co. So we have a lot of different things and ways to get in touch with us, and those are the best ways right now. We're still learning about this podcast thing. I'm still learning about putting on a convention. Guys, it's an amazing thing to do something that, like, I still cannot comprehend that we have tattoo artists from 8 different countries coming here. We have tattoo artists that are on magazines every month coming here to this little bitty Chattanooga, Tennessee, because they believed in something. They have a love of Harry Potter. They have a love of literature. You know, it's not all Harry Potter. I mean, it's wizardry. But there's a different level of people that are coming to this thing. And all I keep hearing is like, everybody's like, "What's all the fuss about? What's all the fuss about?" If you want to know what all the fuss is about, get here. Come and be part of the magic. That's the only way I can describe it. The first year when I was walking around in the room with these 80 artists that we had, it was like an emotional, spiritual high. All these people are here. There's great tattoos going down. There's camaraderie going down. There are people who've been friends on Instagram for 7+ years that finally got to meet at our show. That to me is amazing. The friendships that are being made here, I think that's the biggest difference. Everybody's like, "It's just a convention. It has the same shit as everybody else has." Maybe it does, but by God, we have a whole lot of heart. We have so much heart. And that's the best part. The wizards that are coming to this, the vendors that are coming to this, they have a whole lot of heart too. If you see a volunteer at Literary Ink, 9 times out of 10, I've tattooed them. The heart of Chattanooga, that's what's putting on this show. It's not just Mainline. It's not just me. There may be things that I'm coming up with and I'm like, "We're going to do this and it's going to be cool and all this other stuff." But there are 15 to 20 people that are behind me going, "I believe in that idea and I'm going to be there for you." And they are. And that's what Literary Ink's about. Expect from the Literary Ink podcast? Let me tell you. Interviews from other tattoo wizards. Games. We always like to do games. Stories. You're going to like hear all these crazy things happening in my life. And just so you know, I'm really super excited because I just keep pushing at people until they give me one childhood story about, you know, putting pinto beans up their nose or getting caught with their pants down. So stay tuned for that because, well, I'm all about shenanigans here. Russell and I were trying to get everybody to drink like, you know, a whole bottle of like whiskey when we first did our first podcast. Great stuff. So many people don't know what the heck we're doing. And you want to know why? We're brand new. We're 2 years, almost 3 years into our convention. We're a whole preview of 4 episodes into the Literary Ink podcast. We just thought we would find a spot to be able to talk more about what's happening in the world, our love of literature, our love of Harry Potter, our love of tattooing. And then, like I said, we're going to highlight on, you know, this artist that you've been following on Instagram and you see all their work and you love it. Who are they? Who are they? Who am I? a lot of folks are like, you know, why are you jumping out there and doing this? I don't know, because I think I can. So why not try it? If it doesn't work out, then you know what? I tried to do a podcast for a year. That's awesome. If it does work out, then look at what's happened. I have the opportunity to go around asking all of my favorite artists all these crazy questions and bring them directly to you. We've just started this podcast. We're about to run a preview. We're running 4 episodes previewing of what we're kind of doing. And in this past year, when I've done those 4 episodes, I've kind of gotten a handle on figuring out what the heck I'm doing. And with that also being said, I have no idea what the heck I'm doing. But I've gotten an idea of what I'm looking to ask now. We just kind of jumped into it and randomly, you know, what's this? Here's some Harry Potter questions. And now we're actually focusing more on making sure that we've got some really cool things. You know, I had a chance to meet with Asia, and one of the coolest things is she's been painting. She got her work shown at the airport in Mississippi. So she's doing things other than tattooing. And those are the kind of the things that I'm looking to bring out and let you guys in on. So the best thing about the Literary Ink podcast is that you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Apple. But if you're wanting to get like really into the roots of everything, we have just started a Patreon account. Now, what is Patreon? Some of you guys already know. It's something that I've been new to. I actually found out about it by reading The Art of Asking by Amanda Palmer. Amanda Palmer, I fucking love you. I'm coming after you one day. And it gave me an idea to kind of see with some of the new things that we're doing. I knew that I could not do a podcast by myself. And I reached out to some friends who are utterly amazing, and a gentleman that is one of their friends from California is actually, he tuned into this. They believe in this and they believe in what this could be. And so we decided to start a Patreon account because I know nothing of computers. So originally when I decided to do a podcast, I reached out to a friend of mine. I was like, hey, can you record me? And sure and cool. And we went to this guy's house and we did this setup. And it was like, you know, the first one was awesome and it was taken care of. And then after that, we realized that we were going to need to A, be mobile, and B, we were going to need to have equipment as well as other things and have a creative team on this. So that way we can get you the answers that you're wanting and you more content, actually digging deep into the souls of all of the people that I'm tattooing. So I'm still learning about Patreon, but I'm really excited about it. After reading that book, I had a better understanding of why people actually say, hey, can you help us out? This is not about you giving me money to pay me a paycheck. I'm doing this for free. I want to do this. I want to sit down and talk to these people. I want to learn from them. I want to give them a piece of my life. I want to take a piece of their life. The Patreon is solely paying for the creative team that's underneath this. My gentleman friend from California, he is all in on this because he believes in this idea. He's going to get a paycheck off of this. This is what allows them to get my podcast together so I can send it back out to you. So, loosely, we're going to be releasing to you 4 preview episodes and conversations we've recorded along the way until we officially launch on April 1st. April Fools. That's right, folks. We're looking to launch on April Fools. Now, all I have to say is this. If we do not launch on April Fools, then we were kidding with you. If we do launch on April Fools, though, then we have met our deadline. If not, it's going to be shortly after that. These 4 episodes that you get to hear, though, are from the last year. They're from right after Literary Ink 2 up until now. And it gives you a chance to see me fumbling my words and saying all sorts of shit that I'm probably going to continue to do by fumbling my words and saying all sorts of shit. But it gives you a chance to kind of see me coming into what the heck am I doing? I get to talk to Find Your Smile, and that is me and him being super crazy. Guys, if you ever see us together, I've never met anybody who just... I just love this man. The way that he thinks, the way that he tattoos, who he is as a person, amazing. I had an opportunity to talk to Asia. She is one of the sweetest people out there. Her and her fiance, Josh, have come in and they have become part of the Mainline family. We see them at least every few months. I had a great chance to talk to the owners of Explore Tattoo Conference when I was in California. And it gave me a chance to kind of, you know, get a different eye in on what Explore is and conventions and everything else. They're about to do their own convention in Fort Wayne. I'm super proud of them. I don't really have to be super proud of them. They have been killing it at their job, and they've been nice enough to give me advice on mine. They're coming to this Literary Inc. If you are a tattoo artist and you're not attending the show, but you're coming to Literary Inc., you are invited for a $100 donation to Spark to come and do Explore Tattoo. It's a one-day Explore Tattoo of wizardry, of tattoo school and wizardry craziness. Anyway, I also had a chance to talk to another fellow wizard of Katie Spangler. She's a really, really awesome person. When you check out her Instagram account, you're going to see how sweet her tattoos are. And then lastly, the fourth episode is Brandy Patterson. Brandy and I have been friends for a little over, about 8 years now. We push each other artistically. She is somebody who, and you will see on the episode, I actually get a little vulnerable. I talk about having a hard time sometimes. You know, putting on Literary Inc. has been one of the greatest experiences of my life, and it is something that I shot for, and I got all these teams together, and believe me, I couldn't do it without all these people behind me saying, I believe in you, and I've got your back, and they mean it. The shop, my wife, just all these different people. The same with my creative team. You know, it's just amazing to see how everything has come together because of the heart in it. Like I said, you can follow us. You want to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or follow us on Spotify. You can follow us on social media at Literary Inc. And for those of you that really want to experience the show, we are launching that Patreon account. As soon as we do that, if you are the first folks who actually sponsor us, you're going to become part of the secret club. I can't even tell you what the name of it is yet. It's that secret. It's so secret, but I'm really, really excited about it. You're getting something also, and I'm not even going to tell you what that is, but the first few folks who subscribe to the Patreon account are going to get a one-time, the only time this is going to be made, thing. I'm not even going to let you know what it is. And you know why? Because Literary Inc., I've always just said, we're going to have all this fun. I'm not even going to tell you what's going on. And well, we've had all this fun, and I didn't tell a lot of folks. We called year two the Convention of Secrets. If you really want to know why I did that, it was because we started talking to some other folks convention-wise, and they started stealing ideas. And I was like, cool. So if y'all are going to do that, we're just not going to tell you what we're doing. But we want you to be a part of it. And for those of you who know, you know. Now's your opportunity. Join the bandwagon. Be part of that club that I can't tell you what the name of it is yet. But you will get something special for being that first time member. So why be a Patreon member? Well, we're not just asking for money. We're giving you some really rad shit. You're going to be able to get the opportunity to send me your questions to ask the artist that I'm interviewing before I interview them. If you see me go, I'm going to be interviewing this guy next year or this next month, and you're a Patreon member, boom. You get to send in questions to me. You can ask me questions. I may or may not answer them truthfully. I'll let you know whether I believe in it or not about the time that I answer it. What are some of the cool things that you get from being a Patreon member? Exclusive access. You're getting the full-on podcast episode. There's a few bits and pieces that won't be on Spotify and Apple, but you get them if you're a Patreon member. You're getting exclusive merchandise that will only be dropped via Patreon. We're super excited to team up with the folks that we're teaming up with. I've got a producer in California who believes in this. I've got two really, really amazing creatives that are with me right now, you bastards, that push me to be as best as I can be and sometimes worse, Jared. And, you know, just the access of being able to see all the things that we're, you know, hiding from you. Join us on this magical ride. Whether you're a Patreon member or not, I appreciate everybody who's taken the time to listen to us, to send in questions, to find us at Literary Inc., to, you know, come in and get tattooed by us, to find out what's going on. I look forward to spending this next year with you guys, getting to meet new artists, getting to interview new artists, getting y'all's feedback on what you think about this show. I'm really excited to embark on this journey and share it with you, because if you weren't listening, this podcast wouldn't be happening. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for helping me live my dream, both through my Literary Inc. tattoo convention, through Mainline Inc., my shop, me being able to tattoo every day, And the biggest thing, just in having an ear to listen to what we have to say. We're in a really crazy time in this world right now. And to me, what I'm trying to do is find a weekend away to find a 30-minute, 40-minute, hour podcast away from the madness that they keep shoving down our throats. I'm looking for that, you know what, we have so much magic within us, nothing's going to hurt us kind of vibe. That's the people that come to Literary Inc. That's the people who work at Mainline. That's who we're trying to draw in. And you are a big part of that group. Thank you, everyone, for all that you do every day. Go out there and be good to each other. We love you. Peace. It's because I do. It's a circus, motherfucker. Ladies and gentlemen, wizards of the world, welcome to the Literary Ink podcast, where Jared keeps fucking interrupting me. This is like the eighth time. I hope that there's like this weird cut where it's like Jared keeps fucking talking to Jennifer. Have you fucking met me? Oh, okay, sorry. At the beginning of this show, when I said Literary Ink podcast is happening, and then I started talking like this. This is actually me, guys. At the same time, if you ever run up on me and you want me to be like blah, 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 I might just do it.